Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we are going to teach you how to say human in Chinese. We have Oren Golan. Oren is the software development manager at Amazon. Hi, Oren, 你好。
你好。
Right, why do you want to learn Chinese?
Multiple reasons. One is that many of the people that I work with are Chinese, and I'm tired of them speaking behind my back.
Okay, so now they can come forward to you and have a whole conversation with you in Chinese. And actually, it's all doable. It's completely achievable.
Yeah.
Right. We want to talk about human today. The way to say human in Chinese, we say 人类。
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 Yeah, 人 is person, literally. 人。
人。
人。And then the pinyin is R-E-N. So 人 means person.And it's a second tone. We go up a little bit. R-E-N, 人。
人。
人。And it's person in general, and that could also mean people. And then 类 is the second word, 类。
类。
类 is a fourth tone, so we go down and we can make it longer, and it's an angry sound, so we can make an effort to do that. 类。
类。
类。And 类 means kind, basically.And the character is a combination between a dog, is part of the character, and then the other part of the character that means body part. So in this case, you can think of, yeah, the body part with the dog together, that means the kind. And that's the way in ancient Chinese people, they try to make some meaning, some abstract meaning by using real life objects.
Amazing. Okay.
So, 类 means kind.
类.
Yeah. So, 人类 together means the human beings.
人类.
And then, nowadays, a very hot subject, and also the subject I'm sure you are very interested in, it's how the mankind is going to cope when artificial intelligence is actually getting involved and dictating a lot of our human behavior, dictating a lot of our day-to-day work and our life and medical care. And also, then we would touch on how ethical it would be if we continue developing the artificial intelligence in all aspects of our lives.
Yeah. I don't know, if you go like high level and if you think about our progression as humans, right, and the different insightful revolutions during the human history,You can talk about at least three and maybe now four. So it's agricultural revolution, industrial revolution, information age that is the, kind of the recent one. And now we're coming to a new one, which might be the AI age, right?
Yep.
It's very distinct. If you look at those four different revolutions, the first two are very physical, both the agricultural and the industrial, about machinery and physical things. But the information revolution basically turned information into a commodity.Right? And AI is kind of like the extension of the information revolution. What's going on right now in many industries is the hardware is catching up with the software.
Right. A couple of my friends, they study AI since 30, 40 years ago. And then at that time, they were saying, oh, yeah, AI is coming, AI is coming. And of course, it took a bit longer. And now it's really coming. The way we say AI, artificial intelligence in Chinese, we say 人工智能。
人工智能
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 That's it. Okay. And then now, a lot of discussions nowadays, wherever I go to, lots of people are talking in a cafe or in a dinner party. They talk about the relation between 人类 mankind, and 人工智能
Right.
How machines would affect our life and work and how much jobs would be put out of.And what sort of skills we will need to acquire in order to keep up?
Yeah, I mean, there's something that started, you know, maybe more than 50 years ago, actually. If you think about the first creation of the first computers and World War II, I guess, was a pretty significant event. And the Turing machine that was able to decode the messages from the Germans, right? That's where humans realized how powerful...the technology can be, right?
Yep.
And since then, we're adding more and more layers underneath us. It's not just the sewer and the water and the infrastructure. Now we have more and more. Think about the internet. if the internet is down, you can't even do banking anymore. It's like electricity and internet. It's like more and more layers that we don't even understand.
Yeah. And do you feel like every time when we have a new technology there, either the, for example, electricity or the cars or the knives or weapons or the internet 20-something years ago, or now artificial intelligence, every time when there's a new technology, people would go into the debate, people can use this, for example, the drone to become killer robot. But at the same time, you can say the drones can become the vehicles to perform aid in disaster areas, or the nuclear disaster in Japan. Actually, when people were not able to get in, it was robots which did the rescue mission and then to clean up the disaster zone. So it's really up to human, right? It's up to 人类 to decide what to do with the technologies, rather than whether or not the technologies would destroy human. Eventually, humans destroy human, I guess.
That's correct. I mean, there's multiple scenarios, like the aftermath scenarios of what can happen. And actually, I just read a good book that was recommended by Elon Musk on Twitter. It's called Life 3.0.
Yeah, Max Tegmark.
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty fascinating. And he wrote down about 12 aftermath, AI aftermath scenarios. And I believe that only in half of them, we're actually, as humans, we're still there. And in majority, we're there, but we're not even happy, or we're not in control.
Right.
So it's a question is, who's going to take over who? Or will be us or AI, or is it going to be some symbiotic relationship and utopic world that they augment our life and that we will reach to other planets?
Right. Okay. Yeah, you know, just for your information, Max, he's also the guest for Talk Chinesey. He did a couple episodes you can listen to.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a great book. And then, I just saw him a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Anyway, so, Oren, what do you think would happen, for example, in, I just make up the time, 2050, what would you envisage would happen in 2050, and what would happen to 人类 and 人工智能?
I think that there's a chance that we will never reach a super intelligent creation, because we will destroy ourselves, unfortunately. I believe that it might be global warming or nuclear war that will destroy us first, before we'll be able to create creatures that will destroy us. So in both cases, I think we're doomed. It's just a question is, are we going to be doomed by technology or just by ruining this planet first?
Right. Yeah. As we touched earlier, it's really up to 人类, which is us, to decide what to use with the technology. And technologies will not program itself to say, okay, let's destroy humans or let's destroy the world. It's only human who can program that.
That is correct. Unless we will program them in such a way that they will have their own mind.
Okay, that's an interesting thought.
I'm pretty pessimistic, as you can tell.
Yes, it's important for us to listen to both sides of the stories.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Now we are all doom and gloom. I hope it won't happen. Thank you so much, Oren Garland, for joining us. Today we talk about human, 人类, the way to say artificial intelligence, 人工智能. Hope you are not affected and don't be too sad. I'm still optimistic as long as we are happy, as long as we stay being good. I hope that's the case. Bye. 再见. 谢谢.
谢谢. 再见.